Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 193 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Amy Moran's book, Whispers Beyond the Veil, channeled teachings inspired by the spirit world. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to begin by reading from chapter 4, which is titled The Medium Within Us All, Awakening Your Intuitive Wisdom and Healing Presence. Let the messages pass through your heart. Let the presence of spirit speak through your energy, not just your words. If the person leaves feeling more loved, more seen, and more whole, you have done your work. And that's a quote from Spirit World. And this is what Amy has written. There is a kind of mediumship that doesn't require a platform, an audience, or even a label. It doesn't depend on how many spirit communicators you can name or how often you get evidence. It lives, instead, in the quiet moments when love finds a voice through you. Spirit believes that mediumship was not the possession of the few, it is the inheritance of the many. You are all sensitive to spirit, she said. The question is not if you can connect. The question is, will you allow it to change you? Mediumship isn't only about bringing through messages from beyond. It's about being a message in the here and now. It's about letting your presence become a conduit for something higher, something healing, truthful and whole. Mediumship is your birthright. You don't need a stage to serve spirit. For too long, the word medium has carried a sense of exclusivity, something reserved for those with unusual gifts or inherited abilities. But the spirit world shattered that illusion and reminded me that mediumship begins the moment we live in alignment with love. To be a medium, in the truest sense, is to be sensitive to the sacred. When you sit beside someone in grief without trying to fix them, just being there, heart open, you are serving spirit. When you follow an inner nudge to reach out to someone, not knowing why, only to hear, "I really needed this," you are acting as a medium. When your energy brings calm, your words bring light, and your eyes soften and communicate non-judgment, you are delivering more than comfort. You are delivering connection. You don't have to be known. You don't have to be right. You only must be present. Resonance over performance. Why some messages heal and others fall flat? The spirit world said, two singers can hit the same note, but only one will bring you to tears. There's a vast difference between saying something true and saying something that lands, between offering facts and offering transformation. One performs, the other becomes the sound. This is the power of resonance. It's what makes a message healing rather than hollow. It's not about clever phrasing or perfect phrasing. It's about truth with energy behind it. Whether you're delivering a formal message or speaking gently to a friend, what matters most is not what you say, but who you are as you say it. Presence is the power. Energy is the language. Resonance is the outcome. Presence over protocol, the heart of healing connection. Many spiritual seekers get caught up in the mechanics, opening their clairs, reading symbols, mastering delivery. And while these tools are valuable, they are not the essence. You are not the microphone, Spirit said. You are the music. Technique may impress, but presence heals. Healing does not flow from polished performance. It flows from grounded hearts, from those who have learned to sit in their own silence long enough to hear what others cannot yet receive. True connection cannot be forced through form. It must be offered through feeling. The power of feeling, clairsentience as a gateway to truth. Of all the intuitive faculties, Spirit most revered clairsentience, clear feeling. Because when you feel with someone, not just for them, something changes. A bridge forms. A softness enters the room. Your presence becomes medicine. Feeling is not weakness, it is a gift. Spirit doesn't always speak in words. It moves through sensation, atmosphere, impression. When you allow yourself to feel deeply, without analysing, without resisting, you become a sacred vessel, a carrier of comfort, a mirror for what is most divine. You are the instrument. Your intuitive gifts don't live out there, they live within you. Your body is the channel. Your energy field is the canvas. Your awareness is the tuning fork. When you are attuned, you create resonance. When you are caught in ego, you create noise. She taught that four inner qualities keep your spiritual instrument in tune. Presence. Be here, not in the future, not in performance. Reverence. Remember the sacredness of what you're doing. Humility. Let spirit lead. Honesty. Say what you feel. Trust what you know even when it surprises you. It's not about being flashy, it's about being faithful to the vibration of your own soul. From messenger to healer. Many intuitive practitioners aim for accuracy, and yes, validation matters, but it's not the whole story. The question isn't, was it right? The question is, did it reach them? If your words leave someone feeling seen, if your energy reminds them they are not alone, if your presence helps them exhale something they didn't know they were holding, then you've done the deeper work. That is spiritual service, not to impress, but to hold, to witness, to offer something so real and human that the soul remembers what it came here to feel. Your unique soul tone. Every soul has a sound. Your intuitive voice is shaped by your sincerity, your emotional range, your life story. It cannot be faked, and it should not be copied. Do not become a copy of someone else's voice, Spirit warned. Become a clear amplifier of your own soul's resonance. When your words come from truth, they ring differently. They carry weight. They vibrate. And it is that vibration that Spirit recognizes. The work is not to mimic another's delivery. The work is to refine your own. A final reflection. Mediumship is not an event. It is a way of being. It's not about the words you say. It's about the energy you carry. It's not about visibility. It's about vibration. Every day, Spirit asks the same quiet question. Can I move through you today? And your answer doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be formal. It just has to be true. When you hold someone in their pain, when you speak from a place of reverence, when your love becomes the message, you are a medium. And that, Spirit reminds us, is the highest calling of all. Chapter 5. The Moving Power. Listening through flow, creativity, and presence. Spirit World said, "The sacred is not a place, it is a presence. It moves through you when you create, when you serve, when you allow yourself to be part of something greater." There's a quiet misunderstanding regarding spiritual connection that stillness must look like silence, eyes closed, hands resting, incense lit, as if spirit only visits when the room is dimmed and the breath is slow. But spirit, always the truth teller, gently guided me away from that illusion. "You can be in the kitchen washing dishes and still be in the power," she said. "Spirit isn't waiting for you to be still. It's waiting for you to be attuned." Stillness, in her view, isn't the absence of movement. It is the presence of receptivity. You could be dancing, gardening, folding laundry, and if your heart is open, spirit can walk right in and sit beside you. And so we learn to listen differently, not just with ears in silence, but with a body moving through life, fully present, fully available. Today I was reading from Amy Marone's book, Whispers Beyond the Veil, channeled teachings inspired by the spirit world. If you want to buy the book, There is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the Patreon button on my homepage, pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.